people, their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more complaining. People, their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more.
Today we want to talk about how not to suffer. Now, this is interesting because the Buddha says that life is suffering. That was one of the great epiphanies, I think, if not the great epiphany that led to his enlightenment, is that life is suffering and we don't want it to be. Now, how is life suffering? Is life always suffering? No. Is life predominantly suffering? I would say not. Life is predominantly neutral or pretty good. The thing is, excuse me just a second, because of human beings' negativity bias, we tend to focus on, amplify, and feel and experience that which is negative far more than we do that which is positive. Therefore, the old bumper stickers that we used to say, life sucks and then you die, same crap, different day. That is why people tend to feel that way and to feel that life is suffering. The other thing is that we associate a great deal of nobility with suffering. We see people who are suffering and we often, how do I put this? Many people suffer or amplify their suffering as a way of getting attention, social status, recognition, help, empathy, etc. And so people amplify their suffering. I do believe that there is a way to minimize suffering. It's nothing new. I'm going to give you an acronym today because, as you know, I love acronyms. But it's the same thing that the Buddha said as a way of alleviating suffering. By the way, real quick, do you know who the Buddha was? The Buddha is a historical figure. We know that he lived. His name was Siddhartha Gautama. He was an Indian prince whose father shielded him from all suffering in the world, shielded him from death, poverty, disease, etc. And at one point, Siddhartha went outside the palace gates and he saw people who had not been taken off the streets, so that he actually saw elderly people and he saw people dying and et cetera. And he decided to go out into the world. And then what he looked for was a way to be in the world with all of the poverty, all of the pain and all of the suffering, and not to experience it so greatly. And for many years, he was what was called an ascetic, and starved himself. This idea of what we think of as the Buddha is actually Hotai, the fat Chinese Buddha, which symbolizes prosperity. In India, the original Buddha, the historic Buddha, is more often shown as a gaunt, starving figure because he would even try and live on one grain of rice a day to try and reach enlightenment. What he discovered was the reason we suffer is attachment. The reason we suffer, again, is attachment to it. The chemical reactions to something happening to us. Let me give you an example. I was on a ride at Universal Studios, and there was four boys who were not chaperoned by parents, and they were at their worst. And as soon as the lights went off, one of the boys reached out and hit me in the back of the head really hard. And I realized this was a calculated move. And this bothered me for quite a while, okay? I don't mean like seconds. I mean like throughout the ride, I had to get off the ride. I had to go sit down and go, well, it really makes me angry that that happened. Now, technically, chemically, the irritation or the reaction that happened for me lasted about 15 to 30 seconds, and the same thing is true. The challenge is we immediately begin to assign a narrative to it. we begin to attach to it. This should not have happened. How dare this happen? Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And it's like our minds are a horse that goes just galloping. I don't know if you've ever been on a runaway horse. I have a horse that gets the bit in its teeth. So you literally cannot pull the bit back into the soft part of the mouth and slow the horse down and just runs. And your mind does that. And technically, it was actually over after about 15 to 30 seconds. We keep things in our lives alive because we attach to them. We attach to them. We attach to them. We begin to tell ourselves stories. We don't let them just go. We don't let them just move on. Here's the acronym I want to give you. SPA. S-P-A. SPA. S-P-A. Suffering equals pain, which is inevitable, minus attachment. Excuse me, plus attachment. I beg your apartment. I beg your apartment. I'm doing an old Shecky Green routine. Suffering equals pain plus attachment. When we attach to it, when we tell the story, when we complain about it, when we call other people, when we tell them, when we, can you believe this? When we keep repeating it, we are attaching to it. We are clinging to it. The pain has already happened. Now, do we need to process things with one person sometimes? Yes, and yes, we do. And do we need to then tell everybody, which just intensifies it and causes us to relive it? No, we do not. And that's what the Buddha said. That's why the Buddha recommended meditation, because through meditation, you can begin to train the mind. Remember, Buddhism is not, or was not, originally in any way a religion. It was like psychology. In fact, it was considered a school of psychology. And it grew into so many other wonderful things, cosmology, etc. The bottom line is, it all came from this idea that, yeah, life is suffering. We're going to experience little things and big things that are going to create pain. And the more we attach to them, and the way we attach to them is the stories that we tell ourselves. And the way past them is to begin to tell ourselves new stories, to begin to find the blessing in what transpired, even sometimes in our own stupid behavior, and to begin to look at that and to say, what can I learn from that? What can I do such that that never happens again? Instead of the story being, I'm always this way, et cetera, I am bad, et cetera. I don't know where you are, but it feels like a Monday here because of the 4th of July and most people took yesterday off. It's actually a Tuesday. Not sure when you're watching this. The point is that every day is an opportunity to know that something is going to happen to create pain in little or big ways. I filled out a form for the state of Florida the other day, and I downloaded it, printed it, filled it out, and sent it off. And it looks like it was misentered into the computer. I may have filled out this thing wrong, but it was actually quite important. So is that a pain? Yeah, it's a pain, right? It's a pain that I have to now go back and write another letter and solve all this, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Now, the suffering comes when I'm like either attaching blame to myself or blame to someone else. And I'll tell you what, I deserve plenty of blame. I make lots of mistakes. There's this one person that I'm working with, and he's in a very different time zone, and a time zone that does not change with daylight savings time. So it's difficult for me to remember, and I tend to miss meetings or show up early, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And I can say, oh, I always do this, et cetera, and leave the story at that. I always do this. Or I can say, I am very careful with my meetings with this gentleman, And I always confirm the time with myself. And then the pain still happens. The pain is, I got to make sure. But the suffering happens when I attach anything negative to it and ascribe it to myself or the other person. What we want to do is to look for what is good and build on that. Again, the acronym is suffering equals pain plus attachment. Pain plus attachment. Pain is inevitable. You've heard this many, many times. I don't know who first said it. Maybe it was Wayne Dyer. Pain is inevitable. Suffering is optional. The way you suffer. The way you suffer is to attach to it. This and how the number one way we attach to something, this shouldn't have happened. I think I shared with you, I saw a graduation speech with Matthew McConaughey, the actor. And he said that one of the things he'd like to do is to remove the word unbelievable from his dictionary, from the common vernacular. It happened. Believe it. By the way, I still have teddy hairs in my nose from grooming him yesterday. It happened. Believe it. And when we say, this is unbelievable. Yeah, it may be highly unlikely. And the thing is, it's happened. And the closer we can get to accepting it, the less pain. Pain plus acceptance equals suffering. Pain minus acceptance equals happiness, equals enlightenment, equals something that we should all ascribe to do. Not saying it's easy. I just want you to become aware of the things that you're suffering about in your life and see if you've told yourself a story that it has to be this way. And maybe you can begin to tell yourself a different story. I realized over the weekend, I spent a lot of time this weekend writing and journaling and things like that, reading. And I realized that I still have limitations in my life. And I'm like, am I limited in this particular area or this particular thought or whatever? And I realized it's just the story I tell myself. And what if I told myself a completely different story? So what if you told yourself a completely different story, a story of acceptance, a story of acceptance? Here we go. One more time. It is suffering equals pain plus attachment. Pain plus attachment. I'm going to type that in here. Suffering equals pain plus attachment. And we attach with our stories. We attach with our stories. So ask yourself the stories you're telling yourself and begin to tell yourself new stories. That's the bottom line. I've got a song for the day I want to share with you. What's our song for the day? We all listen to the same song as soon as the jump start is over and attune our consciousness. The one I'm going to give you today, I guarantee you, will have you dancing. But before we do that, this is your opportunity to post questions and also to share. When you share this, you build our positive online community. Thank you very much. There are many of you who share us every day, and many of you who do this when you watch it later as opposed to watching live with us. So thank you very much. Let your friends and family know of this positive stream in the desert here on Facebook. Grateful for the morning sunrise, says Cynthia. Oh, somebody says, oh, he's adorable. Thank you for my comment about Teddy. Brittany, thank you. As I was doing it, I finished, and you should see, there was a pile of hair. You could have made another entire dog out of him on the floor. And I was going to sweep all this up and everything, but it was only about half of him. And I looked, stepped back, and I looked, and I went, okay, what I've done is okay. Now, can I continue that everywhere else? And doing his legs are hard because he's got these little chicken legs. Good morning, y'all. I'm grateful for a safe holiday weekend. Heather, hallelujah. Good for you. Amen. Well, all of a sudden, I'm preaching. Good morning, beautiful soul. So grateful to join you live. live. Sue, it's so good to see you. We haven't seen you live, I think, in a while. From Montego Bay, it looks like Courtney Williams, good morning. I'm grateful for willpower. Without it, I could not get up at 5 a.m. I heard that. Courtney, I don't suppose you were affected by the storm. We really did not get much. I hope I answered this next question here. How do I get not attached? Several things. Number one, you can realize that you're going, whatever it is, you're going to get over it in time anyway. That's called future thinking. You journal about the future. What's it going to be like when you're no longer thinking about it? That's number one. The others, tell yourself different stories to actually say, okay, what kind of a blessing can I get from this? Whether it's to move on from this, grow from this, resolve that this never happens again, etc. Tell yourself a new story. Brittany's the first one to click share. Debbie says, good morning, grateful for a relaxing holiday weekend. And Linda says, pain minus attachment equals happiness. Thank you. There we go. Thanks for filling in that gap. My brain was a little schmudgy right there. All right. Some flooding. I am grateful, says Courtney. Good to hear. Yeah, we really did not get much at all in the way of the tropical storm, in case you were wondering, down here in Key Largo. I don't know if you followed it, but it literally was supposed to come right over us. And then at the last minute, it clipped Key West, went like this. And so it literally went around us. You're welcome. It was great because, as you know, I've got hurricane windows, but one of them does not fit. So my unit is actually less weatherproof than it was. Tomorrow, we're going to talk about not polluting your river. You're going to understand what that means when we get together. Look forward to being with you. Enjoy today. The song of the day, I didn't forget. Here it is. You ready? The song of the day, I should type it in. I've already gotten out of the comments section. But the song is HAPPY Radio by Edwin, which was my grandfather's name, by the way. Now, you know Edwin Starr by another song. His big, big, big hit. War, what is it good for? Well, you're going to like this. This is a very, very different song. Happy Radio, get ready. This will get you dancing, and it's like 8 minutes long. I used to play it when I was a nightclub DJ. Alexa, play the song Happy Radio.
Here's Happy Radio by Edwin Starr on Amazon Music.
See you later. See you tomorrow.
No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world.